Eureka, written by Tonic Holiday, read by Raven. Summary: Data learns a new human gesture in engineering. Geordi, what was that gesture you did with your hand? Geordi didn't answer immediately. The solution to the sensor error that had tied engineering in knots for the past half hour had only just dawned on him. Unlike Lieutenant Commander Data, he couldn't juggle several mental balls at once. Wesley, Jordan called over his shoulder, ignoring Data hovering behind him. Try entering those coordinates in reverse. Wesley tapped his screen and the panel unlocked. That was easy. Resetting the input fields won't be. Could you look into that for me? Sure thing. Geordi sensed a pair of yellow eyes boring into his back. Oh yeah, Data had asked him something, hadn't he? Sorry, Data. He turned his seat to face him, give him his full attention. What was your question? The gesture you did with your hand. That made a sound. What was it? Oh, this? He clicked his fingers. Data jumped a little in surprise, then nodded. Yes, how do you create that sound, and what does it signify? What did it signify exactly? It was a natural response to realizing where they'd gone wrong with the sensors, and he'd barely noticed he'd done it until Data pointed it out. Well, he began, it signifies a moment of realization, a eureka moment. It's when you understand something you hadn't before. Ah, thank you, Geordi. The purpose of the sound is to inform those around you of an internal achievement. Will you show me how it is achieved? Smiling, Geordi stood and showed Data the initial finger position required. And then you just move your thumb sharply, like this. Try it. As Data copied the action, his fingers clicked together with such force that everyone within earshot jumped and covered their ears. Looking around at their reaction, Data lowered his voice and leaned closer to Geordi. Did I do it incorrectly? No, you did fine. He touched Data's arm, chuckling. But perhaps it's best you don't do it too often. The end. Thank you for listening.